for the next hour. We're going to preview round five and look at all things in the NRL this week. And she's back in the studio. She brushed us last week. Yvonne Sampson from Fox League. Bonnie, morning.
Good morning. Thank you for letting me back in the building. Yeah, sorry I missed last week. I was doing a very special shoot for Fox League. Do you remember the wonderful Ken Arthurson? Yeah, so sure we're lucky enough to go and do a nice morning shoot. 93 years old, wow. He still swims in the ocean every single day. He looks a million bucks. Just a fascinating man to talk to. He's like a living rugby league artifact. Yeah. He knows everyone. He's been there and seen it all, and just an incredible life. When you put it into perspective, rugby league's been around in Australia for what, over 100 years, 115 yeah. years? Arco's been there for most of it. And in 51, he was the halfback for Manly in the grand final, kicking off to South Sydney. Clive Churchill was the fullback. Like, astonishing.
History,
wow. And he's a sharp and he's a true gentleman. So, yeah, sorry I missed you, but I chose Ken Arthurson over you.
How's he going, Arco? Because we know he lost his beautiful wife recently. Is he going okay?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's obviously heartbroken, but he's got a wonderful crew, a lovely support around him on the Gold Coast. He's been there for many, many years now, 20, 30 years. So, yeah, it was lovely to see him in such good health, actually.
Yeah.
Opening month, how good's it been?
The best.
It's been awesome.
The most competitive, the closest games. We had another golden point showdown. I just think for some reason this NRL Premiership has become hyper-competitive and completely engaging. The scorelines are closer than ever. The, pound for pound, the positions are very well-matched. I've loved it. I think it's been the best opening month that we've had for a long, long time. Loved it.
What about the biggest storyline this week? Joseph Swali'i
announcing
that he's going to rugby union. Where do you stand on him signing, firstly, the fact that he's still got 2 years to go on his contract, Gus saying that we should move him on now. Are you for him playing Origin this year? What's your take on the whole situation?
Look, rugby can offer something that we as leagueies cannot, and that's the World Cup. And like it or not, that's a prestigious draw card. We can't offer something that really compares to the Rugby World Cup. That's coming up. I think that the NRL, truly, around the world, is probably the most combative game that we have on earth. And we're so proud of it. We're very passionate about it. But I'm not going to stand in the way of a young talent who has a wonderful offer on the table. He's been paid on potential. What is it? Yeah. He's already a millionaire. He's 19 years old. And anyone who says, oh, he shouldn't have taken, you're kidding yourselves. Everyone would have taken that.
$1.6 million.
Yes.
That's a lot of money per season.
But all these people who want to punish him for it.
But why?
Oh, you can't pick him Origin. Tell him to leave straight away.
But why punish the boy?
It's just, I think it's just, the Code Wars thing bores me, Vonnie. I think it's just crap. I can't stand it. I grew up playing both sports. I played more union than league, but fell in love with rugby league first. I mean, this sport, it feels like just to kick rugby. Like, can't we just embrace the fact in Australia we've got four footy codes?
He's not the first player to ever go to rugby.
That's right, Clarky.
I don't think it was that big a thing when we lost Wendell Saylor, Lottie, Rogers. When they went, and that was brilliant for rugby. But I can't ever remember us kicking up a stink like this.
No, and I think it's a really good point. We've got to play the code, not the guy, not the boy, right? So just if he is a young athlete, he is marketable. He wants to play in a Rugby World Cup. The British Lions are coming out. He played rugby growing up. He's entitled to take an offer on the table.
Yeah,
of course he is.
And I said this morning, Vonnie, I don't understand why we're all acting like we're surprised. Isn't this exactly why he went to the Roosters and not South? Because South didn't want to accept the clause in the contract that if he wants to go back to rugby, not go to rugby, go back to rugby, because that's where he was at school, then he wanted that option as a young athlete. Like, I don't know why we're surprised.
Yeah, I think Trent Robinson was so clear yesterday. He said, look, just everyone just calm down, relax. He's a Rooster for now. Let's enjoy him while we've got him. Yes, he's going to go off and play rugby in the next couple of years. He's far from a finished product. But I wish him all the best. Let him go with our blessing. Like, but then we'll be here when, if and when you want to come back. He's a modern athlete.
Yeah,
he's super attractive for any code. Let him go. What's the problem?
We're all so angry.
Well, we've seen leagues go to every sport. Like, what about the boys that went to AFL as well? Like, did we hate on the AFL? Carmichael Hunt, Folau. Like, did we hate on the AFL for that?
Mm. It's always going to happen. People, if they're so talented, will always cross over and be a success at other sports. I think you just got to be confident in your own product that you can hold yourself against any other competition. And definitely, I think rugby league has shown that for a long period of time. So I think we will continue to produce the best athletes, but there'll be a demand for those athletes because of the market here in Australia, because we are so competitive in the football codes.
No individual is bigger than the sport. Like, that's the one thing I've always said. If Sir Donald Bradman can walk away from cricket and cricket still survive and Australian cricket still be successful, mate, no one's that big. Life goes on. It's rugby league's got a million freaks. We talk about them every single day on this show, that there's so many superstars in this sport. I think if this young kid's got the option and wants to do it, then celebrate it. He'll be back. Back your code.
Do you remember 20 years ago, the big marketing push was, I want to be a wallaby? Probably even more. Remember every young boy, every young little girl all wanted to be a wallaby, and all of that's faded away. And you need to recruit people like Joseph Swali'i who can restore the attractiveness and you know, make the wallabies aspirational again. I'm all for it.
Is that why the West Tigers are chasing Mitchell Pearce?
Oh, God, what about that?
Did that shock you?
Yeah. Well, do you know, I know, look, Pearce, he's gone over there and he's made the best of it, and he's actually really enjoyed his life, you know, and it would be a beautiful life in the south of France. And he's enjoyed all the perks that go along with it. I think it's been well-timed for him as a man, you know, to get away, get out of Australia, get out of Sydney.
He'd be fluent in French by now,
Oh, yeah, bonjour.
He wouldn't know too many words, Rich, over there, I wouldn't have thought. He'd know the right ones to use.
Mitch, he's been in strife and he's, you know, he's been maligned.
Would he want to come back into the
spotlight? Of course
spotlight.
He wants to come
you
back.
Reckon he,
yeah, of course he does.
Sorry.
And have that pressure on him. Yeah. And
Tied a long time, aren't you, Loz?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. But being over there, away from it all, earning good wage, it's not a tough competition compared to the NRL. You know, he might have an opportunity to further himself after football as well. It might be something that the Tigers are offering him. But I just think with Mitch, you know, he's been such a wonderful player. He's moved on. Coming back and having that pressure put on him, whether he wants to do that again.
But at least he'll know either way. Do you know
how old's Benji?
Benji would be 35.
So Mitch is 34. Benji's more chance of playing halfback for the Tigers than Mitch. Why wouldn't Benji just do it? Seriously, if they're similar age, Benji's been out of the NRL less than Mitch. Why would he know? It sounds like he's playing number 7 or number 6 at training anyway. He knows their plays. He's running them.
38, Benji.
Okay, 4 years older. Get Benji back.
Yeah. But what does that say, though, about Luke Brooks?
Oh, well, what needs to happen? Something needs to change. Do you then say to Luke, mate, we really appreciate everything. You need a change. We need a change. Here's what we've come up with.
Because it certainly says that they've identified halfback being a concern for them. Yeah. And we haven't got a halfback that's a controlling halfback. And most people thought that wasn't Luke Brooks' strength.
Brooks' communication's so poor and it just hasn't improved. He's really quiet out there and that's just not his natural go. I'm sure he's worked on it. But if you are sitting sideline at a West Tigers game, you cannot hear anything. And you do see that disorganisation, because no one's sure what they're doing. So then you really need that controlling voice out there, and that's where others kind of jump in. And we all blame Benji for overstepping the mark when he was with Brooksy in the halves. I said, Benji, you know, you're hogging the ball. You're not. And then we blamed Robbie Farris. And, mate, you've got to step away. Let Luke Brooks run this team. But I think, unfortunately for Brooksy, he's just not that big communicator. He's not that big booming voice. And so, yeah, and unfortunately, the Tigers need someone out there showing them what to do, where to go, when.
Okay, the grand final and its possible venue this year. Just a couple of texts from earlier. Absolute joke, the worker man game. That's what rugby league always has been. These idiots want to take away from Sydney, so all young kids can't afford to go to watch grand finals in Melbourne and Brisbane. If it leaves Sydney, rugby league's dead. It almost is anyway. You guys are kidding if you think it's good. if it's... I'm not sure. Play Penrith and South in Brisbane again. What a joke, killing the game. That's as good as I can decipher that message. But also, they missed the opportunity to keep the game here by not making Allianz a bit bigger, say 50 to 55,000. They pulled that stadium down, pretty much put up the same thing with colourful seats and cheeseburger spring rolls, says Jesse from the Illawarra, sending that one through. But I get the sense this is going to happen, Vonnie. The money is too big. And I think Peter Volandis and the ARL Commission are on the verge of doing this. I think it will happen.
Well, I mean, it's big business, right? And it's big money. Our brand new Premier, Chris Minns, is going to have to get across it pretty quickly. I know he's been pretty stern on saying, I'm not going to waste money on this sort of stuff. There's obviously other priorities for the state of New South Wales. But unfortunately, it looks like the NRL Grand Final is up for grabs. And Queensland would be an amazing and very attractive venue. And we know how proud they were to host State of Origin in the middle of that chaos up in Townsville. But, I mean, Suncorp Stadium's tailor-made for a grand final. It just all depends. Like, if you've got two Sydney teams, you know, how does that work? I mean, the 2015 grand final, we had the Cowboys and the Broncos at ANZ Stadium, or Coors Stadium now. It was phenomenal. Mm. And everyone said, oh, no, there's going to be no atmosphere because it's two out-of-town teams. And it was off its head good. So I just, yeah, look, the NRL is a commodity. It's a big business. And unfortunately, our showpieces are up for grabs. Same with State of Origin. That travels around. It's a road show now.
Yeah, I think you will get used to it once it starts to become normal. You know, if they're taking it every year to different stadiums. But I don't know about the MCG having the grand final.
Oh, it's tough. It's a tough watch. Yeah. And I love the history. And and same with the SCG. I love all the beautiful romance that goes along with it. But just that, if we're being completely honest, watching it, it sucks.
Yeah, it's not a good, it's not a good watch. It's not a good watch.
Jack Whiten. Big story with the Raiders this week. What are your feelings as far as Jack? Will he stay or go? Obviously, it'll come down to a lot of numbers, length of contract as well. But I just get the sense, by putting himself on the market, he will end up gone because the dollars will be large and maybe, you know, it changes what he's after. After what, 14 years in the nation's capital?
Yeah, big statement. Yeah, as you mentioned, Jack's putting himself up for sale for the first time in 14 years. And you'd have to say Jackie Boy's had some indiscretions in the past and the club's been amazing. And this was a long time ago. But, you know, Ricky really put his arm around him during that time and stood by him. And he has repaid the faith. Does he have to stay loyal to them forever now? I don't know. And Jackie obviously doesn't feel like he does. But this could be the richest contract of his career. He wants an upgrade on the $900,000 that he's on at the moment. So who would be looking at a Jack Whiten? Obviously, the Dolphins are still after their marquee man. He could be a great fit for them in the halves. The West Tigers, we're just talking about, they seem to have a treasure chest at their disposal and throw plenty of dollar signs anyone's way. The Eels are an interesting proposition. Very interesting timing, don't you think, in the same week that they said to Clint Gutherson, hey, listen, just so you know, we're looking at other options. Could Jack jump, not in fullback, because he could do fullback, could Jack join Parramatta's back line?
I don't think they'd have the money. They would have the money.
Moses and Dylan Brown are there.
Well, Moses is on over $1 million. And Dylan Brown, let me tell you, would be close to $1 million.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
For sure.
And then you've got Gutho, who's probably on $800,000 at least. Then you've got Junior Paolo, Regan Campbell-Gillard. They wouldn't have the money.
Yeah, Sean Lane would be up for an upgrade.
They wouldn't have the money, I don't think,
What about the Knights with a big question mark over Kalyn Ponga?
Possibility. Very much so. The Dolphins, obviously.
Dolphins.
Is everyone's talking about because of the war chest that they've got. But then we spoke about this morning. I think Sean O'Sullivan is one of the most improved players in the game. And him as an organising halfback is just what they needed, you know. And they've got young Katoa there as the 5'8", who they've invested in. And
it's going to be a star.
He's going to be a really good player. So where does Jack fit in that system?
But Jack would be the marquee bloke that they've probably been waiting for.
Wayne Bennett wanted Queenslanders. He told us he wanted Queenslanders.
He couldn't get one. He could. Cameron Munster was there. He was across the line.
They made up yet? No. Oh, you hosted, you were telling us, Fonny, the Battle of Brisbane launch, the Courier Mail launch last Thursday.
Yes.
At what point during the week were you told, well, that Wayne wasn't going to turn up?
Oh, look, my gut feeling knew that Wayne... look, an exclusive lunch at Gambaro's on Caxton Street is not Wayne's go. Yeah. So I didn't have any hope that we would see the great Wayne Bennett. Kevy showed up, and Kevy's magnificent. Yeah. He gets there and, you know, he tells all these stories and, you know, he's quite serious about how the Broncos are going. He's... You know, he's very proud of how they've begun this year. But Wayne was the longest shot to show up for that one. So, yeah, I didn't even bother doing questions for Wayne. I prepped for Christian Wolf. And Christian was sensational. And the coaches did their presses out the front of the lunch, and then they came inside and gave the audience a really great insight into what's going on at their perspective clubs. And just helping build. We wanted to just acknowledge that this was the first of what will be a lifetime of, you know, the Battle of Brisbane, and for everyone to say that they were there at the first one. And I've got to say, it's sometimes in rugby league, we get a little swept up in the hyperbole and the hype and blah, blah. That game delivered. Like, it wasn't statistically one of the best games. There were plenty of errors, but in terms of atmosphere, that was one of the best things ever.
Did anyone think they would make the impact that they have, the Dolphins?
No. I asked Christian. I said, be honest, like, you're a straight shooting Mount Isa bloke. Tell us, did you think you'd be 3-0? And he said, not really, to be perfectly honest with you. I think they've exceeded any of their expectations. They should be so proud. But depth is now obviously a bit of an issue. They're picking up key injuries.
Yeah, that'll be tested. Yeah.
You know, Felice is still suspended. So, yeah, it'll be tough for the Dolphins. But I think they've been magnificent to start the year.